Om Shanti. Warm welcome to everyone for this eighth group of the 2019-2020 season in Maruban and to this program for the double foreigners. We're very happy that you could all come and join us for this. We have a wonderful program coming up in the next 2 weeks, which you'll hear about tonight, but we wanted to take a moment to really, really say how happy we are that you are all here, because the program is going to be the sum total of all of our participation, our yoga, our elevated attitude. So each one of you is a very important part of the success of being in Maruban for each one of us. I would like to request that anyone who is a first-timer, you're here in Maruban for the first time, if you could please come and sit in the second row if you're not already there. All first-timers in the second row. I think you all are aware at this point that our theme for this season is Bap Saman, the journey and the destination. So this will be a very intense part of the journey, which we will be doing together with lots of joy, lots of peace, lots of love. And we would like to begin this celebration in typical Brahmin style with a song, special Brahmin song. And the song will be sung by Sister Hung from Vietnam, but many of us don't understand Vietnamese. So before she sings the song, Sister Sen will come and give us the English translation, and then you can get translation into your language, and then we will enjoy the song.
Om Shanti, the song composed by the VK in Vietnam. So the title, When He Comes, No More Days of Wandering, and No More Sadness and Worry Hidden in My Heart. I live another life, one more, like a dream. When He comes, He gives me a bright and colorful kingdom for tomorrow. A kingdom is filled with fragrance and is as beautiful as a dream. Thank you for taking me back to the home of my beloved father. Thank you, brother and sister, for sharing with me. At this moment, I truly feel warmth of the family, making me how peaceful am I. At this moment, we cry of joy. Lyrics is sung in the night.
Thank you. Om Shanti.
Không còn nữa những ngày lang thang, không còn nữa buồn lo dâu đi trong lòng, con được sống thêm một lần nữa. Tựa như giấc mơ, khi người đến ân cần chào con, một vương quốc ngày mai sáng tươi huy hoàng, một vương quốc bên trời thơm ngát, đẹp như giấc mơ. Cảm ơn người đã dắt con về nhà cha dấu yêu. Cảm ơn chị, cảm ơn anh, cùng nhau sẽ chia phút giây này ấm áp bên gia đình, bình an biết bao. Phút giây này ta khóc trong vui mừng, lời ca cất lên trong màn đêm. gian biết bao. Phút giây này ta khóc trong vui mừng, lời ca cất lên cảm ơn người đã dắt con về nhà cha dấu yêu. Cảm ơn chị, cảm ơn anh, cùng nhau sẽ chia phút giây này ấm áp bên gia đình, bình an biết bao. Phút giây này ta khóc trong vui mừng, lời ta cất lên trong màn đêm, lời ta cất lên trong màn đêm.
Thank you to my Device and Swiss family. I want to say one thing. When he come in my life, he changed everything in my life. Thank you to God. Thank you to my father. Thank you to my family. Thank you for that beautiful song. We would like to let you know who is facilitating this program for you. And so I'd like to ask the Double Foreigners team to come onto the stage now so that you can see who we all are. We're here to, our purpose for being here is to help you have the best experience possible in Madhuban. So you'll see our faces, you'll see who we are. If you have any special requests, anything isn't working for you, then you let us know. So this is Sister Pratibha, who's the team leader. She's been doing this for many, many years in Madhuban, and I think the program gets better every year. Next to her is Sister Jian from Vietnam. And then Sister Pratibha is from South Africa. If you don't know her yet, you will. Sister Jian from Vietnam. Sister Indra, also from South Africa. Sister Egidia from Lithuania. And I'm Sister Mary from USA. And you'll get to meet each one of these sisters a little bit in the program this evening. Okay? So Sister Jian, we're going to have a little participatory session because we each have to create our own Madhuban experience, right? There's a team to create a program. We have seniors here tonight to give us their blessings. But when it comes down to it, we each have to create our own program and we each have to create our own benefit. And so we're going to start with a little visioning activity, and Sister Jian from Vietnam will guide us through this activity.
Thank you. Om Shanti. So we would like you to do some reflection in the next few minutes. So find yourself in a comfortable way and feel relaxed, stay focused, stay within yourself, be with yourself only. And then envision the best thing that could happen to you in Madhuban this time. It might be your stage, it might be your experience, or anything else. just make a vision about it. Don't think too much. Just let the thing come up from your heart naturally and spontaneously. How I would be in Madhuban this time. Just let the things come up spontaneously. And if you want to write, just write it down in your note. Let the thing come up from your heart in remembrance of Baba. Thank you. So everyone has your own vision. You got it? Everyone? Yes? So now I would like you to come to your partner, maybe two or three, to share it. Maybe someone from behind, can you come closer so that we can make a group, two or three of you. So we have some more minutes to share. of course, maybe it's better if you can find someone who can use your own language or English language. So now one brother from London, Brother Pradesh, will share with us what is his vision. Yeah, please.
Om Shanti. My name is Paresh. I come from London, South London, center called Clapham. Sister told about a vision. From beginning of January, the month of Brahma Baba, I started putting together my aim, exactly what I want to achieve for 2020. So I got the aim right from the first few moolis of 2018, Avyak Moolis. The aim was very clear, even in Avyak Mooli and some of Mamma's Mahavakyas as well, the aim came out very clear. The aim was to become or to create a stage of Karmatit, Bap Saman, follow Brahma Baba and Mamma. So that was the aim. Big aim. Big goal, how do I do it? And then I started reading a number of books of Brahma Baba. The best one I liked, and I would recommend if you know Hindi, is Aisethe Brahma Baba. And from that, I started picking up objectives. So I came up with a list of objectives randomly from Moolis and from reading Brahma Baba's books. But I looked at it and wow, quite a lot to do here. So what I said, I'm going to Madhuban. I'm not going to achieve everything in 3 weeks, but I'm going to pick 5 points out of those objectives, which are the key ones give me the start. So I came prepared with those 5 points, where I'm going to focus and put it into practice in these 3 weeks. And I'm sure, I'm confident that in 3 weeks, I'll make that my sanskar before I go back to London. So that's how I did it, sister. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It is really great that you can make the vision before you come here. And I hope that all of you will keep the vision in your mind during the next 2 weeks. And we wish you all the most wonderful experience in Madhuban this time. And then I would like to introduce Sister India to let you know about the theme of this season, Pasaman, the journey and the destination. Thank you.
Om Shanti. So we can sit in soul consciousness and really listen from our heart. This is a beautiful reading that we have for you to become Bab Saman. From the first moment, Baba whispered his loving words into your ears and made you alive again. You were on this journey. This journey is becoming Bab Saman. Do you remember how Baba's knowledge matched with your instinct? Do you remember which specific aspect resonated with this deeper knowing inside? Something that didn't match with anyone else and made you sometimes feel lonely, like living with a different truth in a world full of strangers. What was this match? Was it about words, about his pictures, or was it a certain feeling that he awakened? And which wisdom emerged from this match? A wisdom that belongs to you and sister soul, and that stimulated you and still stimulates you on the journey to become Bab Saman. Which wisdom is that? This time in Madhuban will take you on a journey within, a journey to reach your destination to becoming Bab Saman. Baba once said, during your time in Madhuban, you can transform as much as you would in a whole year. So take the extra benefit in this most elevated pilgrimage place. Be a traveler with your fellow travelers. Be a pilgrim in your family of pilgrims. Embark on this journey to be destination to become Bab Saman. Make it part of your preparation for the final moments and secure yourself a one-way ticket to Paramdham. Thank you.
So for this next 2 weeks, I just would like to share with you all some of the key programs that that we've planned for you. The theme being Bab Saman, we would like to invite those of you who really like to take it at a deeper level, a special study group. We have prepared a beautiful journal that will be for 8 days. And those of you who are keen, every morning we will, from 9 to 9:30, just gather together and create a focus for the day on that journal. So that will be from the 14th to the 21st that we will have a study group on Bab Saman. We have a retreat that's going to be offered, Mystics at the Edge, and that will be facilitated by Sister Moni from the 13th to the 14th of February. We also have the True Self-Esteem course that will be run by Sister Mary Jean from the 16th to the 19th. And for Centeniwasis, we have a one-day retreat planned, and that will be facilitated by Sister Sharona on the theme, Trusting Truth. Madhuban offers us a wonderful opportunity in that it gives us space and time to really experiment with the Murali. So this time we specifically are going to focus every day offering you different approaches to experiment with the Murali. So just to encourage that if we do it here, then it's something that becomes natural and we can take the maximum benefit from the Murali whilst we are here, and it's a practice that we can carry back home. And then there will also be workshops, and two specific workshops that will be facilitated by the mental health team, and there will also be one workshop that will be by Golubai regarding our preparation and focus in spite of the climate challenges that we face. All of these retreats and programs are listed at Global Office downstairs, and I'm going to encourage all of you to register for them. And they're on the notice board, so you can just see them and try and join for each one of them. Okay? So now I'd like to invite Sister Jayanti and Sister Chandru and Mirabhen to please come onto the stage. Thank you.
Now we get to meet our seniors. One beautiful thing about this family is that old, new, far and near, we all study together. And we all study the same thing, and we're all becoming Bab Saman as a family. So as we invite our seniors to come up here, we're also going to invite the first-timers so that we can give you a very royal welcome into your Brahmin family, your international, global, eternal Brahmin family. And we want to know who you are as well. So we're going to ask you, we're going to ask all of the first-timers in just a moment to come up here. You can leave your shoes right down at the bottom of these stairs. You will come up here on the sister's side. And when you come up, we'd like you to say your name and your country. Okay? And then you will go and get a beautiful blessing card from Sister Jayanti. And then you will walk across the stage and you'll leave on the brother's side. Okay, doable. So very warm welcome first to our seniors. The early seniors who have arrived, we'll be having many seniors, but we're happy to have these three seniors right now. And at a little bit later in the program, these seniors will be introduced to you. Okay, first timers, please come up on this side, all of the first timers. Come over here. You can leave your shoes at your seat, or you can leave your shoes right at the bottom of the stairs. Don't be shy. Come up these stairs. You can all line up. Come up, please. Come over here. Welcome to all of our first-timers. We'll get you all in the stage so we can see you all. And then we'll ask you to introduce yourself. You can come a little bit more. Good. So maybe some of you can go on the other side of the seniors now. So you're all in a line and everyone can be seen. Welcome. And congratulations to all of you for having your heart's desire fulfilled. I'm sure you must have a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation, probably a lot of very good. Yeah, you can be, this is good, just so that everyone can be seen. Everyone can be seen. Yeah, right here would be good. You come right in here, right in here. Yeah, why not? Okay, so now I'm going to move down the line. I think we're going to start with, where should we start? We're going to start with this sister right here. You say your name and where you're from, and then you can go to Sister Genty and get a very special gift for a first-timer.
Om Shanti.
Hold the mic. Yeah.
My name is B, and I'm from the United States of America.
My name is Song Nguyen, from Vietnam.
My name is Mr. I am from Vietnam.
I'm Santi. My name is Yinis, and I come from Vietnam.
My name is Nhung. I also from Vietnam.
My name is Maria Helena from Brazil.
My name is Marcia from Brazil.
My name is Devi Manikam from Malaysia.
My name is Haru from Japan.
I'm Shanti. My name is Fradiano. I'm from UK.
My name is Natachai from Thailand.
My name is Min.
Just your name.
My name is Min.
Can you say that? You want your mom to say it? Okay, you say for him.
Okay. My name is Sri Kanchana. I'm from Thailand. She's Min from Thailand.
My name is Shalem from Thailand.
My name is Navarat from Thailand.
My name is Honey from Thailand.
Salimani from Thailand.
My name is Nirmala. I am from Suriname.
My name is Tanuja. I am also from Suriname.
Om Shanti. My name is Kim Hong. I'm from Vietnam.
My name is Mi. I'm from Vietnam. I'm very happy to stay here.
My name is Giang, from Vietnam.
My name is Desiree. I'm from the UK.
My name is Luis Fernando, from Brazil.
My name is Marcelo, from Brazil.
Om Shanti. My name is Fabiana. I'm from Brazil.
My name is Maristela, from Brazil.
My name is Newton, from Brazil.
So big round of applause for all of these first-timers. Baba says we could call them first-timers, but Baba says last go fast. First-timers go the fastest. So we want to see big, big leaps in your stage and your efforts and service and everything else when you come and we come again next year. Congratulations and good wishes to all of you. So now you will get to meet our seniors a little bit more. Sister Egigia is going to help you do that and prepare us for some yoga.
Om Shanti. My pleasure today to introduce these 3 hour seniors. And before having together meditation with them, I would like, and we probably would like all to hear a little bit from them, and I will give each of them one question. And now, starting maybe from Jayanti Ben. Jayanti Ben is regional director for Europe and Middle East, and indeed she very actively participates in all very high world meetings and is representative in United Nations from Brahma Kumaris. And indeed, it would be not too exaggerate saying that she is world server. And for many years, probably in all her experience in godly service, she was very close companion to Daddy Janki. And now again, I know today also she just returned probably from somewhere, Ahmedabad, and she is here again. And to ask here really, amidst this active service life, how are you now practicing and experiencing Bapsaman stage?
Om Shanti. According to drama, when Sakar Baba asked me in 1967 to come and stay at a center with Daddy Janki, I was too scared, I was too shy, and I wasn't ready. And one of the things that was in my mind was that living in a center must be very boring. And I think it was a challenge to drama to prove me wrong, that every moment of Sangam Yoga has been very exciting, very rich, very full, and certainly no trace of boredom at any time. And so within all of this, I'm just very, very grateful to Baba. And so Bab Saman, the more you keep Baba in front of you, the more you keep Baba in your heart, the more you keep Baba with you, the easier it is to follow in Baba's footsteps. And very often I remember the mantra that Baba gave us right at the very end on the 18th of January 1969. And in that it was Nirakari, Nirankari, Nirvikari, which means incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. And so when I practice in the in-between moments between one thing and the next, and as things are going on, when I practice coming back here and being incorporeal, it's not a difficult practice, but to keep it is difficult. To practice it for a moment is very easy, very simple. And so just for a moment even to go inside, and it immediately brings about that inner feeling of total humility, that it's Baba who's doing so much, it's Baba who's given so much, and it's Baba who's carrying me forward. Where would I be without Baba? And so keeping Baba in front means, yes, the long tail of ego that each of us carries is gradually finishing. When you go up and down the mountain, you see all the monkeys sitting on the wall or on the tree. And what you notice about them is that they have a very long tail. And you realize that The monkey doesn't know how long its own tail is. And so we don't always know the ego that we have. But, you know, it was very interesting watching the monkeys because they don't move when they hear the car or see the car approach. But somehow they manage to save their tail because I keep thinking that the tail is so long it's going to come under the wheel of the car. And somehow they move it just in time. And so am I able to deal with the tail of my ego? I think maybe on this journey of becoming Bhavsaman, incorporeal and egoless is, these are the two very big things to pay attention to. And so when I have that moment of going inside, then that's what I'm practicing. The incorporeal stage and the egoless stage. The vices, yes, we have all of them. By the end of Kali Yuga, we all carry that inheritance from Ravan. But the first two help us deal with all the rest.
Thank you. Now maybe for Miruban, yes. Miruban for a long time lived and served in Madhuban, and she conducted here a lot of programs and classes. And now she is in Malaysia, coordinating service in Malaysia. And near Kuala Lumpur, they have also big and very active retreat center, serving mainly for all maybe Asia and Pacific, and many activities going there. And Miruban again, I think, always here with her experience in Madhuban. And today we would like to ask you, what tips probably you can give to us being here to take the most benefit from Madhuban and to experience Madhuban the most?
Om Shanti. Madhuban is actually 5-in-1. Madhuban is our family. So when we come to Madhuban, we come to our family. Madhuban is also university. We come to study here. Madhuban is also hospital, you know. So where we are given treatment both to the body and the mind. Madhuban is also yagya. No, all the centers are small yagya, but Madhuban is big yagya, the yagya that Baba created. Madhuban is also a place where we call it as the powerhouse. Generator where we charge our battery. So looking at these different aspects of Madhuban, now we can keep in our mind, as far as the family is concerned, you know, when we come to Madhuban, we just don't just come to meet Baba, but we also come to meet the unlimited family. Now in our small centers, we just think, oh, I belong to such a huge family, but we don't experience it physically there. So I would recommend that when you are in Madhuban, you know, it is good to mingle with everyone and say hello to them at some time, because we tend to stay with our group, the brothers and sisters with whom we have come, and not opportunity to smile and say hello to others. Now this time try. You know, smile doesn't need any language. To say Om Shanti to someone with a smile doesn't need any language. It is universal language. So try to mingle with everyone, say hello and feel the feeling of belonging. And secondly, as far as university is concerned, of course our teacher is Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, the first student. Baba always liked two things in the classroom. Punctual and regular. So I would recommend that as long as you are in Madhuban, try to be punctual to all the classes. Don't look at others. So-and-so is not coming, this is not happening. You know the timings of the classes, you know the place. So keep a chart to see how punctual and how regular means attended all the sessions. Because these sessions are prepared with lot of energy put in, you know. And so those who are conducting the classes, workshop, retreats, whatever it is, they have put in a lot of energy into it. And so when each one of us who are here, we make sure we attend all the sessions and we become punctual, we can start on time, finish on time. And now it is also hospital, I said. So it's not that physically we have to go to the hospital for any treatment, that we can do it in our own places. But, you know, Baba's Murlis sometimes speaks to us as a medicine. You know, we can practice different kinds of exercises, as Bab Dada says, on our own and together with the group. And also keep my mind, you know, the mental health, all the time happy, no matter what. Program changes, something happens, whatever. But keep your mind always happy and take the medicine that Baba gives you through the Murli, and especially take the vitamins A, B, C, D and E so that you can remain ever healthy, ever happy and ever wealthy. And fourthly, it is yajna. You know, usually yajna is created in which we offer certain things so that we can purify. It's for purification. And the aroma, you know, they sacrifice rice and sesame seed, ghee and all that, and it brings out a kind of aroma that purifies the atmosphere. And also I recommend that we are here in the yajna, we also make sure that we sacrifice whatever weaknesses, whatever old sanskaras, whatever old habits we have in such a way that it gets purified and we can create together, you know, a spiritual atmosphere for all of us to enjoy. But at the same time, these vibrations can reach out to long distances. And lastly, Madhuban is also generator powerhouse. Many times we say we come to Madhuban to charge our battery. And of course, you should charge your battery fully in such a way that, you know, it can last for a long time. I don't come back next time to Madhuban because my battery is discharged. Charge your battery in such a way that it remains charged all the time. Yeah, with a self-generator. And for that, of course, I need to have enthusiasm. If you have the energy of enthusiasm, you can charge your battery. And for that, I would recommend that whenever there is a group meditation, you know, Amrit Vela meditation, 6:30 to 7 before Murli, and in the evening, 7 to 7:30, where all of us join together to meditate. So if we have that meditation in a collective way, that enhances our stage. It makes our stage more powerful. But at the same time, we enjoy, you know, whenever you have time, at least once a day, try to visit Madhuban, the four pilgrimage places, and take the fragrance of Bab Dada, Sakar Baba, where he walked, you know, where he spent so many years doing tapasya, at least once a day. You know, in a way, we take blessings from Baba in different relationships. And I'm sure, you know, by keeping some of this attention while you're here, you are able to not only refresh, recharge, but also you are able to renew your relationship with Baba and return to your places totally refreshed. Thank you. And congratulations to the first timers for taking the initiative to make this trip to Madhuban. I'm sure you must be waiting for a long, long time when that day will come when I go to Madhuban. So you are here now. Enjoy your stay here. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you, Didi. And Sister Chandru, she was one of the pioneers in Americas to start godless service. And started probably in San Francisco, yes, and up to now, staying in San Francisco, it means that it's very stable. So, just coming every day, every year to Madhuban, and even from since the time Sakar Brahma Baba was here, coming to Madhuban. Am I right? And now, today, we would like to ask her, maybe did it to say a few things, maybe three things, two or four, what is really not to be missed in Madhuban?
Oh, Shanti. I came Madhuban 2 days ago, and after many, many years, experience cold. We didn't have as cold this much. And that reminded me when in the beginning time we used to come to Madhuban, Sakar Baba's time. So it's instead of, it's feeling cold, but also brought me those memories that Sakar Baba was here in Pandav Bhavan, the history hall, and we were so cold and sitting on the floor, and Baba comes straight walking into the class, and then he will say, anybody wants toli, anybody wants toli. Everybody wanted toli from Baba. And you know what toli was? He picked up some ice from the garden which was frozen, and so everybody said, no, Baba, we don't want the toli. And so those sweet memories in Baba's time, and now in between many years that global warming and all. So Mount Abu is not that cold. But being in Madhuban, coming to Madhuban all the time, in the beginning we used to count like first timers. So we say, I came second time, 10 times, 50. Then even lost counting now how many times we climbed this mountain. And each and every brick of every building, every hall, there's particle of Madhuban filled with Baba's power, vibrations, love. You don't need to make much effort here. You just be here wholeheartedly and you absorb automatically. Under the sun, you don't have to catch anything. Comes to you and makes you warm. And there is no effort needed. Just be under Baba's umbrella, Baba's sunshine, Baba's power, Baba's love. The best thing. Because wherever we are at our service places, cities, their environment, the atmosphere is not very favorable for having good yoga. We have to struggle challenges, face, but when we come to Madhuban, everything becomes very easy. Everything is offered easily. The classes, atmosphere, meditation, more than anything, food, ready-made. You don't have to worry. And so it's whatever we want to attain, the effort-wise, we can do it here. So we take best advantage of this time, whatever time we get, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks allowed. So Mirabent will look at me otherwise. He gave permission for 3 weeks. But 2 weeks, and the best benefit we can take in this short time for whole year, we can recharge our battery and make effort easy for us to overcoming whatever issues, whatever challenges, whatever obstacles we have. We don't feel there is obstacle. You think back, what was that I came for? No, there isn't anything. It becomes very small. Even we don't remember. So rather than solving the issues, we just enjoy being in Madhuban. We just feel the Baba's blessings, enjoy, and Baba's love, family, gathering, all that. No need to solve anything. It gets solved automatically, gets washed away. And then we become very refreshed. So this is the purpose, coming to Madhuban, coming home. Madhuban is our first home, the real home. Many years ago, I was sent by Baba to Africa, foreign country, and I came first time, and then time was going back. I didn't want to go back. I cried and cried. And Daddy Prakash Mani said, then don't go. And then I said, okay, no, I'm going. So Daddy was very easy and straight. And so ever since, many years now, then more than my half life that been in Baba's service. So I'm very happy that Vietnam and Taiwan and all these places are, the Brahmins are coming and emerging. It's very good feeling that you all are here, some first-timers and some come for many years, and so it's beautiful feeling. So enjoy, lots of blessings. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, all deities, for sharing. And now we all together enter meditation. And just Sister Mary would like to say a couple of words before meditation.
One of the special experiences of Madhuban is having yoga with the seniors, with those who have been having yoga for 50 years or more, who have the kind of connection with Bab Dada that we aspire to. And so this is what we're going to do now. For the next 30 minutes, we will have yoga together, and I would request that everybody please come forward, because you will have a much more powerful experience when, one, we're together closely as a group, but two, when you're close enough that when you're taking drishti from the seniors –